This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pfizer and partner BioNTech say they plan to ask U.S. and European regulators within weeks to authorize a booster dose of its COVID-19 vaccine based on evidence of greater risk of infection 6 months after inoculation and the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, however, released a joint statement saying Americans who have been fully vaccinated do not need a booster COVID-19 shot at this time. The European Medicines Agency said Friday it's too early to determine whether more than two shots that are currently required would be called for, saying it was confident for now that the established regimen was sufficient. Pfizer's chief scientific officer claims recently reported dips in the vaccine effectiveness in Israel is mostly due to infections in people who had been vaccinated in January or February. Israeli health officials revealed earlier this week vaccine effectiveness in preventing both infection and symptomatic disease fell to 64% in June. But Pfizer says data from Israel and Britain suggest that even with waning antibody levels, the vaccine remains around 95% effective against severe disease. Bangladesh fire officials said Friday at least 52 people died in a fire that engulfed a food and beverage factory outside the capital. The blaze began Thursday night at a five-story factory. Police initially gave a toll of three dead, but said they later discovered dozens more bodies on Friday afternoon after the fire was extinguished. In addition, at least 26 workers were injured when they jumped from the upper floors as the fire engulfed the building, according to local news. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Sudan's two most powerful